This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Sanity? That didn't sound right.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real... Why am I... Stop that. Try this again. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, whoever, you know about the show. I'm telling you, if I do nothing else on this show, I'll get you thinking. I really will. I'll make you crazy. I'll get you thinking. Because that's all I ever really endeavor to do is I want to get you thinking. I want to get you thinking about why you believe what you believe. Why do you, if you believe in smaller government, less taxes, why? And please don't say because my party says it. Right? You should believe it because you believe in it because you can explain it to me. I want you to win me over. You got 15 seconds on an elevator to win me over to your side. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't do that, I don't know what to tell you. But again, as I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend up there. What was it? Come on. Oh, yeah, cop. That's right. So, I guess now, it doesn't really matter what somebody wants. Especially when it comes to religion, right? I could be on my deathbed. The army has done this, and the forces have done this, the armed forces, where now you can't have Bibles in certain rooms in certain areas. They were actually trying to get the whole Jesus thing taken out of the military cemeteries. I mean, how cold can you be when you have somebody who has given his life, his or her life, for this country on their deathbed? They're dying because they've taken a bullet, right? They've taken a bullet for you, for this country, whatever. And you're telling them they can't use the name of Jesus? You're telling them they can't have a benediction bedside because they're on government property? Are you serious? It's just nuts. So here we have I got this stuff popping up in front of me and I'm going, all right, that has nothing to do with this. Leave me alone. A law enforcement officer said that he was asked to leave a Red Cross shelter in Lafayette after he prayed with several flood victims. Now, here's people that are desperate. They're dire. They're looking for help. The government's there. I'll tell you what, it was the churches again. They got there first. It was the churches again that started giving out food first. It was churches again that started giving out relief first. And right behind them was Donald Trump with truckloads of stuff for the kids. You know, and he got criticized by some people. Well, they don't need toys. They need food and water. Yeah, the kids need toys. You ever been locked up with a kid for 10 or 12 hours who has absolutely nothing to play with but your shirt sleeve, shirt, pants, sweater, you know, your sweater? Mommy's hair, daddy's hair on his chest. It's not a fun place to be. So, Clay Higgins, a Reserve City Marshal and a local legend there, he dropped by after work, to help the evacuees out. Now, they're being kept at, look like a Hayman Performing Arts Center. Now, he said, I was told not to proselytize. I was just there to thank volunteers and offer prayers and encouragement. Now, I've been to these things before, if you would. Nobody ever says, hey, come here, I need to pray for you. Do you need anything? Do you need me to pray for you? Do you need me to reach out to someone for you? What do you need me to do to help you out? And there were people who haven't prayed in years will ask people like me and whoever to pray for them, pray with them. Why is that a bad thing? Just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean they don't. Just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it won't help them, right? He said the Red Cross had an issue with him being there. He said, so I asked him what his problem was. He looked down at my Bible. He gestured and said, they have a problem with that. Higgins said he was escorted to the Red Cross supervisor who asked him to leave. I was told that the Red Cross does not allow spiritual counseling in their shelters. Now, while I'm reading this, I want you to envision something in your head. All right? I want you to envision the fact that it's a Red Cross. Right? That should wake you up a little bit. It's a Red Cross. Right? God, this infuriates me. Because they're not thinking through it to what it really is. Anyway, the supervisor told me the Red Cross is not a religious-based organization and that they don't allow religious interaction with the residents. During the conversation, a flood victim asked Higgins to pray. Are you supposed to tell them, no, I can't? In this country, it's not allowed. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffer suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back.
Ow.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I can't tell you that, you know, when you guys say, the only thing is I wish you'd send me the emails or the texts or whatever during the show. You know what I mean? I mean, during the meat of the show. Because when you send me a text or a question into the next segment, I can't go back. There's no way to go back. You know what I'm saying? Once you lose the time, you lose the time. So anyhow, I want to get back to this. So I'm not ignoring you. And when you send the stuff, don't say, well, you never said anything. I say anyhow. You got to say it during. Yeah, I know you want to contemplate it for 20 minutes. We're gone. We've moved on. We've gone off a different freeway interchange, and we've moved on. Right now, we're talking about the fellow that was asked to leave from a Louisiana cop, actually, that was asked to leave the Red Cross area because he was praying for people. But it wasn't that he was hunting people down, throwing them to the ground, saying, I'm going to pray for you. They were asking for it. Clay Higgins is a reserve city marshal and somewhat of a local legend there, too. Now, after he had worked a full day, he decided to head over and see what he could do over there at the Performing Arts Center where they were housing some of the refugees from this flooding. I think that's a pretty good name for it, right? He was told that he wasn't allowed to proselytize, though, when somebody had asked him if they would pray with him or for him. Now, he was dressed in a uniform and was holding a Bible. At some point during the visit, a volunteer approached Higgins and said, hey, there's a problem here, and the problem is with your Bible. Higgins said he was escorted to a Red Cross supervisor who asked him to leave. I was told that the Red Cross does not allow spiritual counseling in their shelters. He said the supervisor told me the Red Cross is not a religious-based organization, and they don't allow religious interactions with residents. I got news for them. If it wasn't religious ever at all, why don't they call it the Red O, the Red M, right? The Red Circle. I don't know. Why didn't it have? Let me tell you what. Swiss-born Henry Dunant. Needed water rights for a business venture in the French-controlled Algeria. And the person who get him those rights was none other than Napoleon III. The problem was at the time he needed the rights, Napoleon was on the battlefield in Italy. Dunant did not let that deter him, though. Real go-getter this guy was. He set out for Napoleon's headquarters in Solferino in northern Italy. Now, thanks to that bold venture, the Christian-influenced businessman became the first person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He arrived in Solferino in time to witness one of the bloodiest battles of the 19th century. About 40,000 men died in fighting on June 24, 1859. Another 40,000 perished afterwards because of inadequate medical care. Dunant had been reared in an active Christian faith. His father was involved in social work, and Dunant himself had labored for the Swiss arm of the Young Men's Christian Association, also known as the YMCA, which we've also de-Christianized. Now we just call it the Y. Why? I don't know. But really, why? Why de-Christianize something that came about because of the Christian faith? The good what it was doing was because of its Christian convictions, and now you have to take that away. That's the one thing about the loons on the left that I've never understood. Is they go to areas, they go to things, they take advantage of situations that are good, and because they were started by a Christian organization, because they were started by a conservative, they must go, no matter what they were doing. No matter what good they were doing, they must go. And I see that over and over and over, especially in my area. I love it when I see people, you know, they move into an area, a town, a city, what have you. Why? Love the education system. Why? Because they love how safe it is. Why? Because they love the way the city runs, how clean it is. And then they come in, and what do they have to do? They have to change everything. I mean, that's a sickness to a degree, right? It's different. Look, it's different if the crime rate's up, the streets are getting dirty, the schools are doing poorly, and you move in or you already live there, and you want to change it, get involved. By all means, change it. Make it better for the kids. Can tweaks already always be made to something? Of course they can. But if the board as a whole, whatever it's a school board, a city council, what have you, if they're already doing a good job, if they're already, if they're 92% there and you're pushing for the other 8, why not push with them? Why not push with the people that have already done the work? where was I? Oh, so he was part of the Swiss arm of the Young Men's Christian Association, also known as the YMCA. We should do a story about them some night, how they've been decimated, because you have boneheads there who think that these groups should have nothing to do with Christianity, even though they were started by Christians, because they started with a Christian faith or a Christian foundation, but no, it can't have anything to do with that. And don't say, well, it could be right just as well without a Christian at the helm. You are probably correct. Here's the problem. It was never started. You guys do this all the time. You want to take part in something after it succeeds. Good for you. Okay. He was a man of action. He was appalled by the suffering and witnessed that he witnessed at Solferino. He immediately organized the local peasants to gather the wounded and care for them in their homes and churches. He had not done so, even more may have died. He persuaded Napoleon III to issue an order freeing doctors and surgeons attached to the Australian armies. But were more needed. God, the way this thing's written. Remember I told you? You guys, well, no, I'm telling you. Go back and get last night's show. You'll see what we're talking about here. Dunant saw the modern weapons would kill increasing numbers of men. Something had to be done. He wrote a book titled A Memory of Solferino. In it, he called the nations to set up commissions to deal with war casualties. Everyone who could should be trained to care for the wounded. His idea sparked interest in 1863, and the Committee of Five, including Dunant, met in Geneva to see if his plan could be implemented. It called for a conference, which was also held in Geneva on that day, in October 1863. And they founded, at that point, the International Red Cross. Although it wasn't called that name yet. And he never got his water rights. He was too busy dealing with these people, helping these people. But that's how the Red Cross started, with a Christian foundation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I hope you caught that, how you have to challenge this stuff when these moronies tell you that you can't do certain things. In this case, the Red Cross was upset that this guy was praying with people who wanted the prayer, who asked for the prayer, and then went on like a uninformed person to say, the Red Cross is not a Christian organization. Well, he's wrong. It was founded by a Christian businessman. During a conversation, a flood victim asked Higgins to pray. The captain was obliged, but had to do so outside the Red Cross shelter. He actually went outside with the person to pray with them outside the shelter. So he didn't take advantage of being in there. Now, Christian Compassion is not welcome there. Isn't that funny? They won't even defend somebody. What if the guy wants to do a Muslim prayer? Although I don't know if the Muslims pray that way. I don't know if they pray for help. No, I know they pray five times a day. What it's for and what it means, I've heard bits and pieces of, but I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. I don't know. Red Cross spokesperson told Baton Rouge Advocate, their policy is intended to be respectful of all faiths, but she said Higgins had approached managers, they would accommodate him. So because he walked in on his own and somebody grabbed him and asked him to pray, I guess that made it worse than him going to a manager and them asking him to pray and going to the manager. I don't know. Meanwhile, a pastor in the town of Albany told me that, told the writer that four families left a Red Cross shelter after they were told they could not pray or read their Bibles at the cots. Wow. If that's true, man, have we lost our way big time, huh? It's freedom of religion as long as you don't include a Bible or any kind of scripture or any kind of God. Well, I wouldn't say that. Probably not any kind. As long as you don't have the Christian Bible, the Jewish Bible, as long as you're not praying or a Jew praying or a Christian praying, everything else is freedom of religion, right? They got upset, literally packed up their stuff, came right over here, said the pastor, who asked not to be identified. Why not? What's he afraid of? See, it's this stuff here is what gets us in trouble. The fact that we won't stick up. See, we won't stick up for what we believe. Now, I'm not saying this is right. So don't say that Joe's advocating violence here. But, you know, you've got a group of, I'll put it this way. You've got a group of religious zealots that will pummel police cars, smash windows, break off doors, rape women. Yeah, behead people over what they believe. We, on the other hand, Christians, no, we can't do that kind of thing. We just walk away in defeat. I would have stood up to them until they put me in handcuffs. Yeah, I would have. I would have said, you know, you want me to stop you, call the police. I want to know what rights, I want to know what I'm violating here for sure. Because the Red Cross, when they're out like that, they're not on private property that's theirs. I'll put it that way. A lot of times they're out using somebody else's property. They're in a parking lot, whatever, with a tent and what have you. If people want help, if people want you to pray, if people want you to be involved, shouldn't you? Even if you don't believe in a God, they're not praying anybody. How is that hurting you? They got upset, literally packed up their stuff and came right over here, said one pastor. And again, this is what started me on this rant. He didn't want to be mentioned by name. What's he afraid of? Repercussion? The pastor said he drove to the shelter in question. He was immediately met with the individuals who related their stories to him. I hadn't even made it to the door, the pastor said. They said the Red Cross workers told him they could not pray or read Bibles. I told them to go to their cot and pray and read. I told them that they're on church property and they could read a Bible on church property. I reached out to the American Red Cross. They refuted any notion that they were banning religious activity in their shelters, but it's simply not true. Now, Red Cross is saying it's not true, but four separate families are saying it's true. The Red Cross representative went on to say those in our shelters are always welcome to pray and gather among themselves. Now, you know, just now the Red Cross is about to drop a great big, however, right? I mean, you know that whenever they go down this road, it's always, oh, people can pray. They can do what they want to do. They can do this. But they're not allowed to infringe on other people. Which basically will mean, and this is Joe talking, if your head's bowed, hands clasped, if you look like you're whispering to some deity that doesn't exist, in their mind anyway, that's okay, right? I mean, that's not okay. It's okay not to. It's not okay to do that. Oh, God. However, we recognize that and are sensitive to the fact that hundreds of people from different backgrounds are often sharing this large tent, this large space, and they have limited privacy. So we need to be careful. Now, for the record, in the part of the state where there are more Baptists and Catholics than there are crawfish, there's more people that are willing to pray than not willing to pray. So again, we bow down to the low, I don't know, what do you want to call them? We bow down to those, the lowest numbers. So if 2 to 3% of the people in there are atheists, we stop for everybody. Can somebody explain that to me, Joe at therealside.com? Explain to me why it is that we always cater. We bend over backwards, we spend all kinds of money on those 2 or 3% of people. Now, through our spiritual care program, trained Red Cross workers can provide spiritual care to any faith or an array of faiths for the victims and their families. And I'll tell you what. Do not want an all-purpose minister praying for me if something's wrong. I don't want the guy that's going to come in, and you're not going to like this, but, you know, he's going to bow his head and he's going to pray to the all-knowing, ever-universal, heavenly power of all. Mine's called God. Mine's called Father in my prayer. Not the universal fix-it-all janitor of the universe. And I don't know. I don't even know how you do that. I did go to somebody's house one night, and I'm going to get heat for this, but whatever. This is 20 years ago, before I was married to Tammy. And so somebody took me to a friend's house for dinner.
And I remember the woman who prayed, she opened up, she started praying, and she, you know, wanted to bless the food. Okay, well, I can do that. That makes sense. She started praying every God under the sun. I guess she was trying to cover her bases. I was floored. I was like, okay, we're just keep shotgunning until we hit one, so when we eat the food, we'll be fine, right? Because my prayer at food time is simply to bless the food, the hands that made it, and make sure that it's not going to cause any harm to my body if there's something wrong with it. And I don't think I've ever had food poisoning. Yeah, I'm almost sure I never had food poisoning. Have I got sick after eating? Yeah, but I think it's the cook's fault, not so much the food poisoning thing. No, not Tammy. I tried not to. Anyway, the Red Cross did not answer the question. He said the question posed to the Red Cross is, what about regular folks? Would they be allowed to provide spiritual care? In other words, if I'm sitting here at the end of the bed, cot, whatever it's called, and another couple comes over and says, you know, we need some hope. We need somebody to pray with us. Should I point to the universal minister of every kind of God, including none, and see if he'll pray with them? Well, how far do you think that goes? See, it's hard enough to get Christians who really believe in God. And they don't just, yeah, here we go. They're not just ending up in church with nice, clean clothes on Sunday morning, and then they act like, as you hear it from the pulpit, they act like the devil from Sunday afternoon to the next Sunday morning. They act like they're working hard to get into hell all week long. No. Again, I want somebody who's honestly working at it. I want somebody who goes to church more than just Sunday. I want somebody who goes to a Bible study. I want somebody who does his own Bible study, who opens up, reads, asks questions, that kind of thing. Let's see. If I wanted to pray with the folks in the shelter, the Red Cross told Captain Higgins, I would have to be approved in advance. I would have to fill out the documents, and they would set me up at a table. Like, isn't that great? Come on over. This is the prayer table. Let's put a dollar in the jar and lay out what it is you want me to pray for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. I got it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm not so sure. We'll have to have that checked. I'm not sure you can still say chicky boom. That's very, what do they call that, misogynistic or something like that? Don't they? When the male term? I don't know these things. I don't look them up. So what does that mean? Because it's Cuban, it's muy macho, and therefore you can use chicky boom? Totally fine. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to finish up this Red Cross story. It's just take away too long. But the irritant was that, you know, Red Cross was started by a Christian guy, a Christian organization. I'm not saying that means that it's a Christian organization. I'm not saying that means that everything you do now in the Red Cross has to be Christian-esque. That's not what I mean at all. It's actually there to help people. So if a person decides that helping them is one that wants prayer, why would you pray with them? Why should it be stopped? You know, and then they're putting all these things in a way to where you can't pray or you need to get permission. What if the guy wants you to write out the prayer? I mean, this is just nuts. Don't you think? Now, Penniman said that this is not, and I don't know, what does it say, what he does? This writer's terrible. Anyway, the what are the leaders of the Red Cross? This is not representative of the Red Cross. This is not representative of our principles. So we've got the Red Cross telling us one thing, and a Baptist preacher and a law enforcement officer and a chaplain telling us something else. I'm going to tell you who I'm going to believe. I think I'm going to believe the chaplain and the four families. Now, and if this is too much for them, it may, maybe if it's the Red Cross, it's just not right for them because it's too Christ-like. They can do what the Muslims did over in the Middle East. They can change it, you know, change it to the Red Crescent, right? That'll work. The Red Teardrop, I don't know, the Red whatever. Come up with something. So we don't have to put up with this nonsense every time we get together with this. Every time something happens. We're worried about what we can pray, who we can pray for, what we can say, what we can't say. How about we take care of the sick people? The sick people want you to pray, you should pray with them. If they don't want you to pray with them, then don't pray with them. It isn't that hard. It's not brain surgery. It's not the end of life as we know it. Oh, really, it's not. All right, let's see. Some more stuff that you guys sent me, which is always good. All right, shut that thing down. There you go. Perfect. So apparently, this pastor says that the Bible is not the final authority on sex and ethics. Yes, let me repeat that because I know some of you go, huh, what? According to a pastor. Now, if you're a Christian, or if you're a non-Christian, it's not. Not for you anyway. I get that. But if you are, it's the final authority on everything. Now, the writer says it's no surprise that a church, as the church slides over the cliff, and we're seeing a lot of that with some of the mainstream churches, you know, they put their finger up, they check out what the world's doing, they check out what's going on in their neighborhoods, and then they make their adjustments accordingly. Not what we're supposed to do as a church, people. Now, people will see the abandonment of the spiritual moorings as the answer to the lack of relevance in the post-Christian society that we live in. You know, it's really funny because the more and more, look around, the more and more we give up God, the more and more we start ignoring God, right, the worse it is. The worse it gets for us around us. Now, some of you say, some of you who don't believe in God, don't believe that. We're wrong. Right? Correct? Whatever. Now, you see this more and more again in the churches that are changing the way they're thinking. This is going to be seen in the theological variances springing from the dissatisfaction and the decline in the church. You know, people go to church, and what they don't realize, what they're not paying attention to, is the fact that you don't go to church to change the church. That's not your job. You go to church, you're fed from the scripture that's thousands of years old, that's supposed to be God's word to us, God's directions to us. You go to fight with God, you're going to have God change the directions. Who do you think you are? Boy, there's pride the size of Texas for you, ain't it? Now, one pastor has gone way, 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 way over. And has gone as far as to think that she can think through the issue of fornication and come up with the answer. Now, I may massacre this name, deal with me. The Reverend Bromley McClenning, the married mother of three and associate pastor for ministry with the families at the Union Church of Hinsdale in Illinois, who argues that single Christians can have sex as long as it's mutually pleasurable and affirming. Oh, God. Where was I? Oh, yeah. What chapter and verse is that in? I was just going to say the same thing. And she says that she goes on to say that she doesn't interpret the Bible as God's infallible word. In other words, she's going to do better than God. That's going to be one heck of a conversation when I sit there and watch that happen. Now, besides the fact that this is a very vague and subjective qualification, there is the problem of authority. If we understand that McClenaghan means in her book, then this relative moral standard could be used to justify just about anything, right? She goes on to say, if sex is for the appropriate practice and experience of vulnerability, then repeated behaviors that mask that purpose are unethical. I have totally lost here. If sex is for the appropriate practice and experience of vulnerability, then repeated behaviors that mask that purpose are unethical. In other words, keeping somebody from having sex is unethical. I've always wondered, she goes on to say, what to do with the Apostle Paul's condemnation of fornication. In that letter to the Church of Corinth, 6:18 in particular, in the Greek, it's porneia. In the New Common English Bible, it's sexual immorality. Fornication is traditionally seen as extramarital sex. But that seems both overly broad and overly narrow. Porneia includes, which is where the word pornography comes from, includes just about every naughty thing that you can think of, including sex with relatives and animals. But also, some of that seems categorically not like the others to our modern ears. Sex with someone who has been divorced, sexual immorality, is similarly all-inclusive and unhelpfully vague. What makes something immoral? You know, here's the key to the whole where her mind is at. Right? She is not understanding this is all the Word of God. Sometimes it's translated incorrectly, and there are many translations of the Bible. Not rewrites, but translations. Now, the Apostle Paul specifically says in Scripture that you're not supposed to fornicate. You're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage. He sent it to the church because they were having a problem with it. He was helping them straighten it out because apparently her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was running that church because he thought it was all okay. And Paul endeavored to straighten them out. She doesn't agree with him. Look, the Word of God is the Word of God. You don't change it because you don't like it. Find a different church if you don't agree with it. Find a different religion, maybe, if you don't agree with it. I'm sure there's a religion out there that allows you to do just the fine thing you want to do with whatever you want or whoever you want, whenever you want. Now, the problem that she has run into is a result of her hermeneutics. Yeah, look it up. She has come to the text either rejecting what Scripture says about sex or just utterly ignorant, just doesn't care what it says. Porneia is not unhelpful. It covers all that God has banned from his people in the form of sin. So Paul wasn't just throwing out vague stuff. Paul wasn't just sitting there going, how do I make myself important? Let me see if I can confuse these people. Let me see if I can give them enough don'ts, but they actually think I'm important enough to listen to. Now, Paul was using the Word of God to teach these people so they wouldn't get in trouble. And not just with God, but with themselves. See, the Word of God in Scripture isn't all about what not to do with God, or what God doesn't want you to do because he just doesn't want you to do it. Some of this is all about him asking you or telling you not to do things that are going to hurt yourself. There you go. Perfect. So, I don't know. Again, these pastors that are coming out of nowhere, these pastors who have decided that they're gonna tweak the Word of God so that their congregation is comfortable with them, they're nuts. There's something wrong with these people. Like, big time something wrong. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciative of the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, when you come back, and I believe you to come back, we're going to go through the 11 explosive little Clinton cash facts that the media's not, well, the media, when it comes to Clinton, the media's covering almost nothing, absolutely nothing. Right there, that should tell you who to vote for. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.